Remember the hysteria related to the Y2K problem? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Radu Sporia, engineer at the University of Surrey, explores the possibility of similar issues cropping up 23 years from now.
I often buy plane tickets for my parents, but sometimes the field that stores their ID's expiration date won't let me select a year later than 2037. For some reason, their papers expire sometime in the 2070s, and while I wish them luck, I doubt that they'd be living for that long. Still, it saves them from ever having to renew, and selecting 2037 in the passenger info box has never caused any difficulty. But this quirk might have a very serious origin called the year 2038 problem. It's all to do with the way computers represent time and date, and it's closely related to the more snappily titled Y2K problem from the turn of the century. Now, what about 2038? A lot of computers represent time and date using 32-bit digital numbers and a reference date of January 1st, 1970. The last 31 digits hold the date and time, or rather the number of seconds away from the reference, for a maximum of 2,147,483,647 seconds. That's more than 60 years. The first digit is the sign, 0 for future, 1 for past, so we can represent dates after the 1970 reference as well as before. The system breaks down on January 19th, 2038. At a point around 3 a.m, all the digits are 1 except the first one. Add one more second and the whole 32-bit date flips over, the sign is now 1 and all the other digits are 0, so we're back 60-odd years before January 1970. By 2038, it's likely that technology would have changed so much that new computer systems will bypass the problem completely. But my folks may need to change their IDs after all.
That was Radu Sporia of the University of Surrey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
You got CD-ROM, everything operates by computers. Then what happens when circuit breaks? Y2K's the big scare. Scientists say we ain't prepared. What I feel is contrary. Alexander Graham Bell made telephone jests, but now we request for your email address. I might be old-fashioned, stuck in my ways, but nothing make me more happy.